Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are in the world. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA, and today we have another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Today we have Alex Salzman, the CEO and founder of Visionary. Visionary is an investor and business development platform. Visionary introduces small to mid-sized business owners to potential investors. They have a large network of investors, acquirers, private equity firms, CEOs, merger and acquisition advisors. They help clients, members, and their community to tap into the network that helps them to secure specific capital or business development needs. Alex, welcome to Coffee in the Clouds.
Sipping my coffee, sitting on a nice comfy cloud right here.
Very good. So, Alex, in your own words, what is Visionary?
Well, pleasure to be on Coffee in the Clouds, Tom. And, as I thought about our interview here, I want to be clear of what we're doing at Visionary. So if my answers are, to the point, and if I need to go deeper, just let me know. And Visionary, everything you said was correct. I often explain it by saying we are an eHarmony for business, a match.com for business, if you will. But that's just a center point to orient what we are. We then quickly say that we're actually an exclusive network and we're a curated network. So all that said is we set up arranged meetings between people invited into our network, person A, qualified to be seeking person B, and the person B equally qualified to wanting to take their meeting. And the key is we do that across a growing number of relationships sought, so ultimately agnostic to the type of relationship. We do it on demand, so it can happen immediately. And the key, I think the third one is really the, possibly the most profound, is we do it at scale. So it's not just one person meeting a second. But to get success, which is key, we introduce person A often to 10 person Bs, 20 person Bs, so that they can get success in our matching business network.
I see. So what is it that led you to start Visionary?
I guess, on a practical basis, had been part of the venture community and understood the fundamental need to, especially for entrepreneurs that are looking to put their vision to work, that it really is an exercise in rallying relationships into your venture. And having not just good access and bringing in a given client, a given team member, a given investor, but having that trusted, matched relationship that does result in success is what we all do and what I was seeking from day up to sundown of sorts. On a more conceptual basis, as I kind of went down the journey and doing what I love to do of, meeting with folks, understanding what their goals are on a personal basis and introducing others, one of our team members mentioned, this is kind of like an eHarmony for business. And I think it was that simply that statement that set me on a journey as an entrepreneur, really appreciating and enjoying building networks to set out to build something that was kind of so obvious and so needed. And, the challenge of simply building and understanding why has nobody built an eHarmony for business. So it's, I think, the appeal of what it is to me and what it is hopefully to somebody listening to this conversation is that it's profound, it's simple, and it's inherently valuable, but also for somebody on the inside of the network or building the network, it's a thrilling challenge to invite the world into this new, social network, business network of the day, and do so. So that's where my journey is at.
So it sounds like you're focused on the small to mid-size business space. What is your definition? Because I know sometimes definitions vary. What is your definition of the space that you're servicing? And maybe give us some ideas of who your best fit clientele might be.
Yeah, and it's important, and again, succinctly, so I want to really cater it to the listener, because communication is really paramount, both with visionary. We're finding that the more succinct we are, the more people understand, and even across our network, person A seeking to communicate to person B, it comes down to communication, not just meeting your match. So I guess with small and medium-sized business is one of the key users of our network. And I guess to take a step back, we've engineered it. We've really been at work for a few years now, finding what is the market appetite for this person A meet person B. And while everyone wants it, there's certain pockets where it's especially needed and especially viable of sorts. So we're building this eHarmony in a very strategic rollout plan, and of that, small and medium-sized businesses that, excuse me, as per the prior comment, are these entrepreneurs, are these ventures that are kind of in hyper need of relationships. If they don't get that client within a six-month period, they're not going to hit their metrics, and their business is going to the wayside. If they don't get that CTO or that board member that's a perfect fit, it could make or break the venture. So I think that's it. It's sort of make or break relationships. There's a premium, but there's also a extra need to possibly equate visionary service alongside bringing on, for the same price point, an associate hire to do the same business development, and visionary strongly outperforms. At the same time, we are shying away from, strictly seed stage ventures. We do work with some of those very selectively, because on the other side of our network, the people that are opting in to meet, the ideal seed stage or early stage small and medium sized business, mobile company or biotech company, they're expecting that visionary is going to bring them truly best in class. So it is a marketplace, but again, it's an exclusive marketplace. We're being quite choosy with the young companies, and alongside small and medium-sized businesses, then there are some other groups equally using visionary, including investment banks, including larger service providers that are looking for visionary to bring their brand into this vetted ecosystem of the exclusive side of the innovation economy, if you will. It's investors, definitely, leaning more towards private investors that have a particular need. It's not their job necessarily to be sourcing opportunities, whereas for institutional investors, it is people on the team's job to be doing some of the roles. So I guess investment banks, small and medium-sized businesses, investors, especially private investors, and leading service providers seeking access to everyone else, are amongst the key users of visionary, but definitely bending into experts, a little bit of celebrity looking for key partnerships, and vice versa, et cetera.
So on your website, you list many success stories. You've got things listed in healthcare IT, working with elite athletes. You've got the food tech space. You've got biotech startup, energy. I mean, it's so diverse. Can you pick one? Can you tell us about a success story that comes to mind that our community might want to hear about today?
Yeah, and it's a fun model too, because it's a little bit controversial what we're doing. We're complementing. We really are teaming up with incubators, with portfolio managers, with these ventures that are obviously doing the same effort. So it's really about a team-up process. And in that regard, people say, well, why can't you just be clean tech focused and really conquer that domain and then move on to the next vertical? That's how it's done, And I think by bringing it together, we get true network effect, and it allows us to price our services and do certain things by having these parallel efforts. So the reason it's eclectic is because we're really choosing. We don't want to saturate our network. So in any given a quarter, I guess, we're handpicking, a handful of the best biotech and bringing, our celebrity endorsers, their particular matched relationship, et cetera. So I guess one from that's on mind, I guess, from recent discussing technology company that we were able to bring on board last year, and it was a business development assignment to open up key doors to decision makers at green real estate companies, technology companies that would appreciate a new technology that rather than dialing the 800 number when there's a spill or some hazard or the temperature is too warm in one office or there's some other need to report something, there is a building technology where you can use your mobile to take a picture, geolocation, it knows what's up. And primarily it is used for, you know, building a temperature control, et cetera. So through our process, we were able to go to a strong reach out effort from the name brand tech firms that we thought would be first movers. We strategized with them to open up new thinking about what type of wish list they should be approaching. So visionary is not just that we know a lot of people. It's really a process where we're starting with choosing and vetting a great entrepreneur like this group, listening to who they're seeking and why, and then recommending possibly some new wish list targets. And lo and behold, we did think that the green building sphere, where we had already been up and running with a green real estate fund, so again, kind of the fun of the ecosystem that we walk into a meeting representing a few of our companies wanting to take the meeting, and a leading group that we had connected a new invitation to our network. They attended one of our multiple welcoming events in the Bay Area. And when we shared who was seeking them, they immediately took a meeting, first by phone, then, you know, they flew out to meet one another. And it became one of their, I think they had some other significant successes, but one of their top clients secured last year was this green real estate company to do a test pilot in a very large facility in the Bay Area. So a great outcome. And I think it was interesting because more than half of our work currently is beyond capital. So we've begun to get quite systematic and good at the capital side of our network. We deliberately wanted to prove out, you know, the business development side and soon the key hire and expert side of our network as well.
I got it. I love your phrase, your catchphrase, eHarmony for business, because that really puts a you know, quick visual in one's mind. I get it. There's so much activity these days with entrepreneurship, people you know, launching startups, working from co-working spaces, working from incubators, etc. And so many of the colleges and universities now have you know, entrepreneur programs, and they have, you know, entrepreneur majors. I mean, that's an actual major in schools of business now across the country. How can folks that are going down an entrepreneurial path best work with Visionary? What's the first step?
Well, I think what I want to respond to in that is that the you know, you identified two constituencies there, maybe, of our network. One is the community, you know, the incubator, the university. The other is the, you know, maybe what you're gesturing towards is the emerging entrepreneur. If this is an elite network of kind of you have to be invited in, you know, vetted, only a select few, well, that's fine, but that's what about all the rest kind of thing. So to the first point, and increasingly Visionary is putting out there a new line that it's powered by Visionary. You know, Facebook allows a given company, individual, to be powered by Facebook. It's simply a utility, as Zuckerberg and others often comment, to or transpose your physical social network into a utility. It's almost in the background. You know, you're not really using Facebook so much as you're using a utility to complement your life. And I think Visionary quickly is seeing that we are a community facilitator. When there's a group of individuals, whether in the biotech community, in the Princeton alumni community, in the district co-work or WeWork community, asking people to opt in, let us know who they're seeking, and curating, you know, person A meets person B, just because we're going to put, you know, our brand behind a certain group and they're going to have the budgets to pay us to go to, you know, set up 10 meetings plus, doesn't mean we can't show goodwill and build a system for all the rest to release one introduction and, you know, to release many other, you know, service providers featured in the community looking to work with all of them. So that's what we're seeing, is that we have the, and the, I guess the paramount challenge of, well, why, you know, others are doing that They are, but it's simply a headache and challenging to do it at scale, to systematically gather the information of each person in the community, evaluate them, release a mutually desired introduction. So we have a proprietary system that we're doing that, and we are, you know, powered by with conferences, with some university alumni communities, and with some incubators. So for the emerging entrepreneur, I think the mission of Visionary is it's about, you know, who are you seeking and your vision. And if that's still a bit foggy of what your vision is, or if you have a vision but you're maybe overshooting, you're ready to meet an investor, but you know they're not ready to meet with you, or you might need to meet with a bit more of a forgiving investor. Visionary is simply, and I think more and more in that, again, being a utility of just giving honest feedback constructively, and then pointing somebody still in a value creation direction. Maybe they need to meet with a mentor before meeting with the investor, or maybe they're meeting with a certain investor or network that's willing to meet with many, many entrepreneurs versus a different type. So that's how we're building a pyramid effect, if you will, that if certain people want to meet with others, others. So again, just right back to the matching, you know, who are you seeking? We have your match. And sometimes we're telling who that match might be.
Now, on your website, it says, take the access survey. Tell us about the survey, and is that indeed the first step that someone takes to work with Visionary?
Well, Tom, I guess I wanted to make sure the interview focuses on sort of the fundamentals and really the profound trajectory that Visionary is on. But at the same time, you know, I have to dive into some of these specifics, and I tend to go a bit too deep. So, with the survey, I think to dream a little bit with me and those who can, you know, see where this heads is, you know, this idea of what are you seeking or who are you seeking? You know, type it in on a screen on your mobile, and Visionary becomes your trusted concierge for life. I think that's what the survey, you know, from day one, and I guess we're at day 2.5 here, intends to be, almost a catchphrase of, you know, what are you seeking? And while the internet tends to have a bit of a, you know, anonymity and kind of a bit of a, you know, maybe a soul, I think Visionary is trying to build a soul into that process. So powered by technology, but still a human touch to guide you across the globe and maybe beyond to what you're seeking. So today it is clients, it is investors, and it is key hires. Those, that's plenty to chew on, and that allows us to work with plenty of individuals. But the survey is really the entry point to the process. And it's not a one-time, well, I took it, I'm in, they know what I want, and they'll let me know if they have it. It's a quarterly routine of updating Visionary on, have your goals changed? No, who are you? Who are you seeking, and why? And then in the other direction, we have a part of the survey, which is released during a welcoming meeting or during one of our events. So it's released in the other direction, which is the featured member access survey. So it's a list of members, of profiles that we've put together, and you can click and indicate a few things, that you want to take the meeting. If you're not quite ready, you can request materials. You can offer referral for goodwill or part of our referral exchange, and you can even comment back indicating, you know, why you've chosen your response. So that's kind of the mouth or the front stage of Visionary's process.
We're just coming into closing down January of the new year, 2016. What do you have on the horizon? What's coming up next for Visionary?
Yeah, well, lots cooking. We're here on a Sunday, and I'm, you know, heart's pumping, loving where it's at. It's taken a while to get to where Visionary is, and it's definitely snowballing. So I guess, more of the same. Before I kind of, you know, project a little bit, we are the engine, and it really is that. We research, we match, we set up the meetings, we follow through. We want to get really a fine-tuned, you know, humming engine. So just more of the same. We're getting better at setting up these meetings. We used to guarantee a 10 meeting deliverable. That's now rising. There's more people lining up to take meetings. So we have a good thing going. We're just extending much more invitations, being much more selective, et cetera. I guess and you're putting me on my toes a little bit, but I think I want to you know, answer this, you know, to the external group listening in, I guess, is I think we're deliberately rewarding those that come in and create this network with us to really, you know, create that tipping point where, you know, there's such a stampede in that we are really, you know, able to, you know, deliver many relationships and work with the best, but still bring value to everyone else. So we're in this interesting point where, yes, we are raising a good round of funding, bring in, you know, name brand people. But I guess we're also realizing that we want everyone to win with Visionary. That's very important. We think there is a tremendous, you know, next generation network here. And having folks recognize it as having built the network, owning a piece of the network, gaining access to the network on favorable terms. We're creating a, you know, a body of people as our founding members and other people to realize that Visionary can be their engine room, be it the incubator, be it the university, et cetera. So we're kind of extending this invitations, but also an opportunity for those to help build it with us. And I think that's key to the mission, the strategy, and just the true potential that you can take action today to realize your vision, but with all the latent potential of the people you trust and know, why not refer them into Visionary or join us on a consulting engagement with one of our members and build it together and build something pretty profound.
Well, Alex, I have to say, I know that you've been at this for a couple years now, and with your research and development, and I think it's well over 10,000 trusted relationships in your network, I think Visionary is definitely on its way to becoming, indeed, the eHarmony for business. I thank you for your time today, Alex. This was really great.
Well, sir, New York Distance Learning Association is a great comrade in the charge of, you know, person A meets person B, whether for learning, for relationships. So you'll be at the founder's table when this is all a good story to tell. So thanks for having me, and let's go build.
Thank you for that. And thank you, everybody, for listening in. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA, and this was another session of Coffee in the Clouds.